here we go. Heading into the last turn, closing out the decade, not too far away, in pursuit of the truth, putting light into the darkness. That's why I'm here every day. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. It's an American thing. You'll get it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three. The year-end report on the economy has once again blown away all expectations. Employment is going up. Wages are going up. People are feeling good about how things are going. How about you? Number two. The support for impeachment continues to fade across the spectrum. Democrats are worried independents are over it, and Republicans are ready to do something brand new in 2020. It seems that impeaching the president was, well, pretty meaningless overall. And number one, how do you measure the year just ending? How do you measure the year just ending? I'm going to tell you a way that I do it, but I want to share with you an article from Matt Ridley from The Spectator. Because I was just having this conversation a couple of days ago. Friday night, I was at a Christmas party. And I had this young man sitting across from me at the table having a conversation with a guy next to him. College kid about to graduate, who said, you know, the planet is ruined. The planet is ruined. And I laughed and I said, how can you say something so fundamentally wrong? Well, global warming and, you know, the destruction of the planet and everything's dying. I'm like, I'm sorry. Were you outside today? How did it look? And so that was the premise. And he and I had a long conversation. I explained to him that, you know, last year was the first time in recorded history we didn't have an EF4 and EF5 tornado. We had exactly one major hurricane this year again after a hiatus of, what was it, 13 years before we had a couple of years ago. It is the quietest time for severe storms in North America for sure. And so from Matt Ridley at American Spectator, I get this. Let nobody tell you that the second decade of the 21st century has been a bad time. We are living through the greatest improvement in human living standards in history, which I explained to this kid too. I said, we live longer, more productive lives than any time in human history. More good things are happening now than ever. And they said, well, the life expectancy is going down. Yeah, because of suicide rates and opioids. Suicide rates and opioids. I can't control that. But if you're not into opioids and you're deciding that you're going to go ahead and ride this thing out, your chance of living into your 80s or 90s or beyond is better than it's ever been. Extreme poverty has fallen below 10% of the world's population for the first time ever. When I was born, 60% of the world lived in extreme poverty. Think about that. The inequality of countries around the world continues to fall. Africa and Asia experiencing economic growth faster than Europe or North America. Child mortality rates, lowest ever. Famine is almost non-existent. Remember in the 1970s, you know, all the naysayers, all the global warmists and the extremists were telling us 250 million people a year would die from famine. But none of this makes the news, of course, because none of this matters to the news people who want to tell you how evil things are and how terrible things are. It doesn't make the news because good news is no news. But you continue to get questions like, well, what about? Well, what about? Well, what about? You know, what about the Euro crisis or Syria or Ukraine or Donald Trump? How can you possibly say things are getting better? Well, because they are, frankly. And if you're able to hold yourself together, which is part of what I'm going to tell you about coming up in hour number three, the most interesting person I met this year, that's how I'm going to measure 2019. That's how I'm going to measure years going forward. The most interesting person I met all year, telling me about the number of liberals she's had to treat for depression and substance abuse since 2016. It's shockingly absurd. And here's something else that I explained to this kid, and I feel like Matt Ridley was channeling my thoughts. I said, we produce more food using less energy and less real estate than we ever have in human history. We produce more per acre, more food, more wheat, corn, oats, rice, whatever it is, using less energy and less farmland than we ever have. We continue to take more out of less because of incredible advancements in science. You know, that's not quite what the Extinction Rebellion is trying to tell us, but they're wrong. They are wrong. Anyone from David Attenborough comes this. Anyone who thinks that you can have infinite growth on a planet with finite resources is either a madman or an economist. Now, I do believe at some point there might come a correction, like you had in the pandemic of 1920. You know, if you look at all of this and you look at all the places we've come and all the things that we've done, it's incredible. Advancements in communication, medication, transportation, all of these things have put us in a place that we've never been before. In the UK, consumption peaked around the turn of the century. And it's on the decline, something that's gone almost entirely unnoticed. The evidence is there. In 2011, Chris Goodall, an investor in electric vehicles, published research showing that the UK was using not just relatively less, but absolutely less. And events continue to vindicate his thesis. The quantity of all resources consumed per person in Britain, that's domestic extraction of biomass, metals, minerals, fossil fuels, plus imports minus exports, fell by a third between 2000 and 2017. It's remarkable, from 13.7 tons to 9.4. That's a faster decline than the increase in the number of people, so it means fewer resources consumed overall, which is an absolute reduction. Which means we're in better shape now than we've ever been before. It doesn't seem to make sense. Then think about your own home. Cell phones have the computing power of room-sized computers of the 1970s. Like I said, you walk around with a supercomputer in your hand all the time. It's a camera, a radio, a torch, a compass, a map, a calendar, a watch, a CD player, a newspaper, a pack of cards. It's all there. It's games, it's entertainment, it's education. It's all there. It's your research facility, all in the palm of your hand. You know, until recently, most economists assumed that improvements were always in vain because of rebound effects. If you cut the cost of something, people just use more of it. Just not true. I don't need a new phone. But efficiencies in agriculture mean the world is now approaching peak farmland. Despite the growing number of people and the demand for more and more and better food, productivity of agriculture is rising so fast that human needs can be supplied by a shrinking amount of land. It's pretty incredible, isn't it? We live longer, more productive lives in a healthier state than at any time in human history. And it's growing at a rate so fast, it's unprecedented. And when the poverty rate, the absolute abject poverty rate around the world is less than 10%, we're doing something right. And it's fueled by capitalism. That's the bottom line. Capitalism gets us there, not socialist activities. Keep that in mind as we bear down on 2020. You want to drop me a note, you can do that. SteveGruber.com, the place to do that. SteveGruber.com. Quick break. You're on the Steve Gruber Show. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
2019 will soon be drawing to a close, and that means it'll be time to settle up with Uncle Sam. How much do you think you'll owe? Well, here's something to think about. There's still time to potentially reduce your 2019 tax obligations. And Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at Life Plan Advisory Services can help you do it. They're now scheduling their popular end-of-the-year tax planning reviews, and they've set aside a few select dates exclusively for their radio listeners. We all have to pay taxes, but you shouldn't have to pay more than your fair share. So, come in for a tax planning session and let Bruce and Michael show you some strategies that you could be taking advantage of. The review slots are filling up, so reserve yours today by calling 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526. Or online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
Every week at Ellie's Place, support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.